Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 30th of April, the last day of the month, at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the founder of YouFurnish, and we'll be looking at the new taxi app, which should save consumers money and drivers potentially as well. And all the markets as usual, including those Mag 7 results. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that the Irish energy distributor DCC, which owns Certa, could be valued at 8 billion euro following a joint approach made by investment giants KKR and Energy Capital Partners. Shares in DCC jumped 16% yesterday as the company confirmed it had received a takeover approach that would give it a market capitalization of just over £5 billion or €6 billion. For DCC, an acquisition would justify the 2024 decision by management to exit its healthcare and tech distribution businesses. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that the Goodman family-backed company that rescued part of exploration group Providence Resources hopes to restart work on the Barry Roe oil and gas field off the south coast of Ireland. The news comes as the standoff between the US and Iran looks set to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed for several weeks more after the conflict involving the pair and Israel shut the vital shipping lane 2 months ago. Barry Roe Transition Energy is seeking talks with the government on the possibility of carrying out further appraisal work on Barry Roe, where licenses held by Providence were extinguished in 2023 after the former Minister for Energy, Eamon Ryan, refused to renew them for lack of capital. Politico reports that Europe is losing nearly 500 million euros a day as the Middle East conflict drives up fossil fuel costs. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said as the turmoil in the Persian Gulf continues to rattle global energy markets. In just 60 days of conflict, our bill for fossil fuel imports has increased by over 27 billion euro without a single molecule of additional energy, she told the European Parliament in Strasbourg. The Wall Street Journal reported that the US President Donald Trump has instructed aides to prepare for a prolonged blockade of Iran, a strategy aimed at squeezing Tehran's economy by restricting shipping to and from its ports. The approach risks further disrupting oil and gas flows through the straits, though, which is a quarter of the oil global oil trade and significant volumes of natural gas as well.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.